Welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, broadcasting shows from radio's golden era. I'm your host, Mark Levanier. In this hour, westerns geared toward the juvenile set, but fun for kids of all ages. Later on, it's Hopalong Cassidy from 1950, but right now it's Wild Bill Hickok with Guy Madison and Andy Devine, who also portrayed them on television. This from January 5th, 1953 on the Mutual Broadcasting System. The episode, Jingles, Settles Down.
Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hi, you folks! Hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg Sugar Smacks, because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you, brought to you by Kellogg's Smacking New Cereal, those better-than-ever puffs of wheat that are sugar-toasted and candy-sweet. Kellogg's Sugar Smack! Brand-new Kellogg's Sugar Smack!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Smacks, those better-than-ever puffs of wheat that are sugar-toasted and candy-sweet, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Jingles Settles Down. They're better-than-ever puffs of wheat. They're sugar-toasted and candy-sweet. Kellogg's Sugar Smacks. Sugar Smacks are smacking good when you eat them out of your bowl for breakfast, and they're smacking good when you eat them out of the box for a snack. And these delicious sweet puffs of wheat are double charged with energy from both wheat and sugar. So for a smacking good breakfast treat and a snack that's really neat, you want the better-never puffs of wheat, sugar-toasted and candy-sweet Kellogg's Sugar Smack. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles spent most of their time riding the trails of the Old West on the business of the law, and danger rode with them. But they didn't suspect danger to follow them, too, when the riding is over and Jingles settles down.
I'm still hungry, Bill.
After all that food?
Oh, no, I didn't eat so much, Bill. Charlie, fry me another couple of pork chops and three or four more eggs before I have my dessert.
Where are you going to put them? You ate three of the blue plate special dinners already.
You just let me worry where to put them. Now, just start frying and don't argue with the customers.
You know, Jingle's ought to buy his own cafe, Charlie. It'd be cheaper than eating in yours and having to pay for all that food.
Well, he can buy this an awful cheap. I'm going to get out of the cafe business and go back to prospecting.
No, now you don't mean that, Charlie. You've been threatening to sell out for the last 5 years.
Yeah, but this time I mean it. Tired of being cooped up in here with only a hot stove.
Well, I thought you liked your work, Charlie.
Well, I like cooking, but there's always something happening to take all the fun out of it. Place catches fire or some customer don't like my coffee and takes a poke at me. Yeah, it ain't worth it. I'll sell out awful cheap. Here's your eggs and pork chops, Jingles.
Thanks. How cheap is awful cheap, Charlie?
Huh? You interested or just curious?
I'm interested. How much you want for the cafe?
Now, wait a minute, Jingles.
Wait a minute, nothing, Bill. Now, I'm dickering a business deal with Charlie. Now, let me alone.
Well, how's $200 sound to you?
That sounds pretty good.
Jingles, you haven't got $200.
I have, so. I still got my share of the reward money from catching those bank bandits up in Colorado. Locked up in the bank in Abilene.
By golly, that's right.
Yeah, nice little cafe, Jingles. Does a good business. Cold River's an up-and-coming town.
But, Jingles, you don't want to tie yourself down to a cafe.
Now, looky here, Bill Hickok. I ain't getting any younger, and I can't go on forever busting around the country with you getting shot at and beat up by owl hoot.
Now, look, Jingles, you don't know anything about running a business.
Oh, I don't, huh? Charlie, supposing I buy the place, when can I take over?
Right this minute, if you want to.
Then it's a deal. But I'll have to get the money for you later.
Yeah, that's all right with me, Jingles. Your word's good. Shake.
Well, shake.
Well, that does it. But I still think you're loco, Gene.
Oh, you do, huh? Well, I'm the owner now, and I don't have to pay for them three dinners I ate or for these pork chops and eggs I'm going to eat now. So there. Made a profit already, and you said I didn't know nothing about business. Well, there now. Ain't a very good-looking sign, but at least it says Jingles Cafe. Well, I'll get one painted as soon as the money starts coming in. Well, I better get started on the cooking. Might have a whole lot of customers today. Well, howdy, gents. Here are the first customers today.
That's nice.
Yeah, real nice. Give us some coffee and be sure it's good and hot.
Sure, two cups of coffee. Now, how about a couple of nice donuts?
Just coffee.
Oh, sure. Well, here you are.
Good. You're new here, ain't you?
Yeah, just about out of business. And, well, I hope you drop in real often.
Maybe we will. We're sort of in business, too.
That's so? What kind?
Well, you might call it the insurance business. Maybe you ought to have some insurance yourself. Never can tell what'll happen to a nice business like this.
Well, how much does it cost?
Oh, let's say $100 right now.
Ooh, neat. That's an awful lot of money.
And then $50 a month.
Oh, that's too much.
I don't think so. Old man Jones, who runs the general store, figured it was too much. But he changed his mind after he had a couple of fires and finally got his leg busted.
You mean he's paying you those high prices now?
That's right. And not a thing has happened to him since he started paying.
Hey, I get it now. This is a shakedown.
All right, it's a shakedown. You're going to pay up, big boy, or do you want to get hurt?
Now get out of my cafe, you low-down polecats. Get out before I throw you out.
He's going to be stubborn, Pete. Let's go to work on him.
You ain't going to work on me. I'll bust up both of you.
Pete, slug him with something. He's as strong as a bull.
You're darn right I am, and I'm going to...
Thanks, Pete. It was giving me trouble.
Yeah, he's out for a while.
Good. Let's break the place up a little and teach him a lesson.
When Jingles bought a small cafe and settled down, he ran right into trouble. His first two customers tried to shake him down for protection money, and when he objected, they knocked him out and wrecked his cafe.
Oh. He's coming around, Charlie. Hey, Jingles, wake up.
Bill, my head's busted.
No, it isn't, but everything else in the place is. What happened?
Oh, I don't know what happened after they knocked me out.
Well, who was he? What was they after?
Oh, they were a couple of two-legged coyotes, and they wanted me to pay them $100 protection money and $50 a month.
The old shakedown business, huh?
That's right. They ain't going to get away with it. I'm an honest businessman, and I'll have the law on them.
Here, let me help you. Well, the law's right here. Bill can run down them owl hoots for you.
Sure, Jingles. You tell me what they look like, and I'll let you know if I run into them.
Well, one of them was named Pete, and he was wearing a... Now, wait a minute. You let me know. Bill Hickok, you ain't going after them restaurant busters without me.
You forget, Jingles. You settle down. You're a businessman now.
Why, sure. You can't just saddle up and hit the trail anytime you want to.
The heck I can't. And I'm still your deputy, Wild Bill Hickok. Me, Jingles P. Jones, and nobody else.
What about the cafe business, Jingles?
Oh, the cafe business is for my old age when I settle down, and I ain't old and I ain't settled yet.
All right, partner. Let's set a trap for those two shakedown gents.
Yeah, that's better now. What'll we do?
Well, you get this place cleaned up and get ready for business again. I've got a hunch those two will be back to see if you've learned your lesson.
Yeah, maybe they will, and we'll be ready for them.
Well, Pete, we're getting the town whipped into line pretty good.
Yeah, just a few businessmen are still stubborn about paying for our insurance.
They'll come around after they have a little trouble. Pull up here. Oh, there, boy. Whoa.
Whoa, you hammerhead. Whoa, Rick.
Let's see. You still got the livery stable and the feed store.
Don't forget that big buffo that just bought out Charlie's cafe. He was real stubborn.
I ain't forgetting him. I still got a lump on my jaw that he hung on me before you hit him with that chair. Let's go talk to him first.
He was mad enough to be waiting for us with a shotgun.
If he starts any gunplay with us, he'll be signing his death warrant. One dead businessman would make the rest of them fall into line real quick. Take a look through the window. Is he alone?
There's an old geezer sitting at the counter.
Maybe we better wait.
Hey, I know who that is. That's Charlie that used to own the cafe. We can handle him, all right. Come on.
Okay, but watch it.
Well, howdy, gents. Sit right down. Hey, wait a minute. You're the two sidewinders.
That's right, big boy. We're back again. Keep your hands on that counter and stand still.
Pop, you sit right where you are.
I ain't moving. Not with that cannon staring me in the face.
Well, what do you want this time?
Same thing we wanted before, money. Only this time, the price is a little higher.
Yeah, to cover our expenses.
What expenses?
Well, for one thing, we just bought a fresh box of ammunition for these six guns. Thinking we might have to use some on you if you weren't of a mind to buy a little insurance from us.
Why don't you just call this a stick-up and be done with it, you dad-burned road agents?
Hey, careful, Jingles. They look like they mean business.
We do mean business. Now hand over all the money in the place or we'll fill you full of lead as an example to the other businessmen in this town.
Do what he says, Jingles.
Oh, all right.
That's better.
Drop those guns. You're covered.
Right. Pete!
Get rid of yours, too, unless you want a slug in your arm like a partner.
Bill Hickok, I thought you'd never come out of that kitchen.
Bill Hickok?
Yes, Bill Hickok. Now put that other gun up here on the counter before he plugs you.
All right, all right.
And do it real easy.
I am. Come here, you.
Hey, let go of me.
Now, Hickok, I've got a gun in this old geezer's back. Pete and I are going out of here. And if you make one move to stop us, I'll plug him.
Do what he says, Bill.
All right, Charlie.
Pete. Can you ride all right?
Yeah, Hickok's slug just tore up my arm. Let's go.
Back out the door and cut for the horses. Hickok, you stay here till we're gone or the old boy dies.
Shorty means business, Bill.
I know it, Charlie. All right, you two go ahead. But don't hurt Charlie or I'll hunt you down and plug you like a couple of rattlesnakes.
Get going, Pete.
Okay.
Well, there they go, Bill.
Can't help it, partner. We don't want Charlie to get shot.
Well, we're going after him, though, aren't we?
We sure are. Let's get out the back way and get our horses. We'll pick up that trail as soon as Charlie's safe.
Think we're gaining on him, Bill?
Sure we are, Jingles. But we should have stayed in town and waited for him.
What do you mean?
Well, we've been chasing them in a big circle. Now they're heading into town from the other end.
Well, I'll be doggone. We've been riding so hard, I didn't notice where we were going.
Wait a minute. This is a hill with all the oak trees on it. Yeah, that's right. Hey, here we are. Pull up. Let's take a look. Whoa, my God.
Whoa, Joker, whoa.
We're not far behind them, Jingles. I see the horses.
Where?
Right in front of Jingles Cafe.
Oh, yeah. Now, I wonder what sort of devilment they're up to this time.
I don't know, but they sure don't give up easy. Let's go after them. Hup, Buckshot, come on.
Go, Joker. Let's get them tarantulas.
They must be inside the cafe.
That's right, and Charlie's in there, too. He said he'd watch the place while we were gone.
When we get there, you head for the back door. I'll come in the front. We'll get them trapped this time.
Yeah, and I'm going in shooting. Uh-oh, they're coming out, Bill.
Yeah, and running for the horses.
Now, I'll stop them.
Forget it, Jingles. It's too far away for a 45.
Then I'll get closer. Jump, Joker!
Hey, look. Here comes Charlie out from behind the cafe.
Thank goodness he's all right, but he's sure running.
Yeah, he's running this way. Must have heard your shots.
Hey, he's waving his arms for us to stop. Whoa, Joker.
Whoa, whoa,
Joker.
Whoa, boy. Whoa.
Stay back. Don't go any closer.
What's the matter, Charlie?
Dynamite.
Dynamite? Where?
Inside. I sneaked out the back when I seen them coming. They locked the doors.
Whoa, Joker. Whoa. Now,
whoa.
Steady.
Easy,
Buckshot.
Woo-wee. The whole building just come to pieces.
Well, that's the end of Jingles Cafe, Charlie.
Sure is. That blast must have busted every coffee cup on the shelf and every egg in the icebox.
That ought to show Hickok and that big haybag Jingles.
Yeah, but they'll be hitting the trail after us. Where are we heading?
Straight up into Box Canyon and leave an easy trail for them to follow.
You crazy, Shorty?
Nope. After what we did to that cafe, our insurance business is going to be better than ever.
Now I know you're loco. After what we just did, we won't dare show our face in town. Hickok will be looking for us with both guns.
He's probably looking for us now. But when he trails us to that spot in Box Canyon, that'll be the end of the trail.
Oh, I get it. There's a perfect spot to hide up in them big rocks.
That's right. And a perfect shot at Hickok and Jingles as they come up the trail.
Say, cowpokes, think back a minute. Did you have fruit on your breakfast cereal this morning? Well, if you didn't, I'll bet it wasn't because you didn't want to. Most everyone likes fruit on his cereal in the morning. But sometimes a cowpoke like yourself doesn't have time to scout up fruit for your cereal, and you have to go without. Unless, of course, you sit down to a big bowl full of Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the delicious cereal with the fruit right in the package. Tumbled all through those crisp golden bran flakes, you'll find lots of those honeycomb-coated raisins. What a flavor combination. Lots of folks say that Kellogg's Raisin Bran is practically a breakfast in itself. So why not ask your mom for a box or two of Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the cereal with the magic secrets right on the package backs next time she goes shopping. Tell her you want Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the cereal with the fruit right in the package.
Famous Raisin Bran, get it today, as soon as you can, as soon as you can, as soon as you can.
Kellogg's!
While Bill Hickok and Jingles hit the trail after the two crooks who blew up Jingles' cafe, the trail headed into the narrow walls of Box Canyon toward what Shorty called a perfect spot for an ambush.
Bill, this here trail goes right up into the Box Canyon.
That's right, Jingles, and they can't get out the other end, so we're bound to catch them.
Well, this is almost too easy following a big plain trail like this. Them varmints running themselves right into a trap.
Yeah, you're right, Jingles. It is too easy.
Joker. What are we stopping for?
Because, like you said, it's too easy.
But I didn't mean for us to give up. I got nothing against catching crooks the easy way.
Neither have I, Jingles. I just don't want to do it their way and maybe wind up with one of their bullets in me.
Oh, you're talking riddles, Bill. Tell me in plain words now, what are you thinking about?
All right. We follow that plain trail into the canyon. We'll find those two lobos with a rifle poking over a rock and pointed right at our vest buttons.
Oh!
And if we ride into their sights, it's liable to be the last riding we ever do. Are those words plain enough?
Well, they're plain enough, but I don't quite like the sound of them.
Then come on. Get around there, Buckshot.
Move, Joker. Bill's up to something.
We'll leave the horses down the trail and climb up over the canyon wall.
It's gonna be tough getting up there.
Sure, but it'll be easy going down the other side.
Well,
we'll drop in on those dry gulches from a place they're not expecting. Careful, Jingles. One slip and you slide all the way to the bottom of the slope.
Well, if I do slip, I'll hit those two bushwhackers like a landslide and just squash them flat.
They haven't seen us yet. They're standing there staring down the trail and waiting for us.
Yeah, with their rifles ready just like you said.
Watch it, Jingles.
I slipped, Bill.
Yeah, you kicked a lot of rocks loose, too. Get on. I thought that'd wake them up. Hey, if you jump back at those big rocks, Jingles, you can't hit them now.
I guess not, but they can't hit us either.
Keep your head down and stay behind those boulders.
I know, but if we try to go down, they'll shoot us. And if we try to go back up, they'll shoot us. And if they stay behind those big rocks, we can't shoot them. And, well, it just doesn't seem like a square deal.
Maybe we can square it up, Jingles. You see this big rock balanced up here on top?
Yeah, what of it?
Help me give it a push and we'll start it rolling.
Oh, now, Bill, this is no time to be playing games.
Why not? We might as well have some fun. All right, get your shoulder up against the Jingles.
No fun, he says, rolling rocks down the hill.
Stop drumming and shove.
Oh, all right. Shove him.
Hey! What you trying to do up there?
We're playing games! How do you like it? We don't like it, Bill.
You can't blame them. When that rock hit the bottom, it busted into little pieces like a cannon full of grape shot.
Yeah, let's do it again. I'm kind of enjoying it after all.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, you down there! Come out with your hands up or we'll roll half the mountain down on you.
Come down and get us if you think you can do it.
Well, we gave them their chance. Start pushing, Jingles.
Okay.
Come on, Dragon Pete, and throw away your gun.
All right, I'll do it.
He's giving up all right, Bill.
Yeah, here he comes out in the open.
And he's Dragon Pete. Hey, we did get him with a flying hunk of that last one.
Looks that way. All right, start down, Jingles, but keep your guns in your hand and watch Shorty every minute.
Yeah, he's a tricky one, but he hasn't got poor old Charlie here to grab this time.
Just stay right there till we get down, Shorty.
You can move a little. About 10 feet farther back from your gun.
Don't worry about me. I know when I'm licked.
Well, it's about time. You've been licked ever since that first time you tried to shake me down in the cafe. Only you just keep coming back for more.
Yeah. If it hadn't been for you, we'd have had that town buttoned up tight by now.
Well, Pete's waking up, Jingles. Better tie them both up tight.
That'll be a pleasure. I'll start with this sidewinder here.
Might as well search him, too.
Sure. No gun. Huh. Here's a big roll of money, Bill.
Put it back, Jingles. It's his money.
Oh, now, not all of it. I figured I'm entitled to $200 for my cafe that he blowed up.
When we get him to court, you can sue him for damages, and the judge will see that you get your money.
Really?
Sure.
Well, that's good. Then there was $12 for broken dishes and furniture and $9 in the cash drawer.
Oh, shut up. I don't feel like listening to your troubles.
You'll listen and like it. And there's one thing more. The first time you and Pete came in, you had 2 cups of coffee and didn't pay for them. That's 10 cents more.
You tell them, Jingles, get every nickel you got coming.
I sure will. I'll get all my money back, and I don't have to worry about the cafe because the place is blown up and that 10 cents for the coffee is clear profit. Huh. Who says I don't know nothing about big business?
Here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Andy, what kind of a story do we have for our friends on Wednesday?
It's a humdinger, Guy, about a real different kind of an outlaw Bill and Jingles tangle with. We call it the Trail of the Cougar.
So long, kids.
See you Wednesday.
Open your mouth and shut your eyes. In Kellogg's Variety Pack, there's a grand surprise. Yeah, with Variety Pack, you get all your favorite Kellogg cereals, 10 generous servings, each individually packaged, fresh to you. You can take your pick of Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Raisin Bran, Sugar Frosted Flakes, and other favorites. Open your mouth, shut your eyes. When you choose from Kellogg's Variety Pack, you'll get a grand surprise. Get Kellogg's Variety Pack today. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Cliff Arquette, Frank Gerstle, and Hal Gerard. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Oran. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Wednesday, same time, same station, for another adventure of... Bill Hickok!
Wild Bill Hickok on Tuned To Yesterday from the Mutual Broadcasting System, heard on January 5th, 1953. The program at that time was heard three times a week at 5:30 in the evening, and around 5 million, mostly junior listeners, were tuned into their sets at that time. Thank you for listening to Tuned To Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levanier, with you for an hour of radio westerns. And now another hit with the kids, it's Hopalong Cassidy with an episode called The Cold Country. This syndicated broadcast first heard on February 28, 1950, with William Boyd.
With action and suspense out of the Old West comes the most famous hero of them all, Hopalong Cassidy, starring William Boyd. The Ring of the Silver Spurs heralds the most amazing man ever to ride the prairies of the early West, Hopalong Cassidy, the same Hoppy you cheer in motion pictures, and the same California you've laughed at a million times. Raw courage and quick shooting have built a legend around this famous hero. Hopalong is a name to be feared, respected, and admired, for this great cowboy rides the trails of adventure and excitement. William Boyd as Hopalong Cassidy, and Andy Clyde as California. Well, Hoppy, what about our story?
We call this one the Cold Country. All the icy bitterness of the North had come licking across the Dakotas, and the town of Lode Hill was being sealed off by the worst blizzard of the winter. Even at that, you felt you could find excitement if you went looking for it. Lode Hill had been a sleepy place last time I'd seen it, but that was before the gold strike. Now it had 10,000 people, quite a few saloons, and a hotel with a fancy heating stove in the lobby. This is where I'd taken a stand, within a few inches of that stove, where I could turn myself slowly, like a hen on a spit.
Some weather. We should have stayed in Arizona.
Come on over here, California. Solid comfort.
You still want to see Luke Ranger?
Sure, I want to see him. That's the reason we came north, isn't it?
Then you'd better forget the solid comfort and come out into the fresh air with
you. You found Luke?
That's right, but he's in some kind of trouble, and he's fixing to pull out of town.
In this storm? Where is he?
Livery stable, just down the street. He was saddling up when I left him.
Come on, we'd better get over there in a hurry.
Oh, boy. Oh, take it easy. You! All right, stay where you are there.
Put away your gun, Luke. It's me.
Myra. You got no idea how close you came to being...
I know, but I had to see you. Joey Edmund says you're leaving and that you want to take in Eddie.
That's right.
Luke, don't leave.
I've got to go, Myra. I've hung around too long now. But I'm grateful to you for coming here.
Luke, Jane was my sister, but I know what she was like. She was that way with all of us. Cruel, unfair.
She's dead, Myra. I don't want to talk about it.
Luke, don't go. Stay here and fight it out.
I've thought it all over. Who's there?
What do you expect, your lop-eared Lobo?
California. And Hoppy. Oh, it's great to see you.
Ah, that goes double, but... Oh, excuse me, ma'am.
Myra, this is Hopalong Cassidy and his pal, California. My sister-in-law, Myra McKenna.
Howdy.
Hello.
Well, it's a pleasure. And maybe you can tell me why Luke wants to hole up in a livery stable. The kind of weather we're having, this place isn't fit for anything but storing ice.
I'm not going to be here long. I'm heading out.
Ah, that's great. All the way back in Arizona, I hear about my pal Luke striking it rich with a gold mine. So I ride up here to congratulate him. And he won't even stick around for a celebration.
I have to go, Hoppy. I don't have a choice.
California says you're in some kind of trouble.
He called it.
I thought you might like to talk about it.
Not much to say. My wife is dead. Happened last night. Somebody shot her. Any minute now, they're going to tag me for it.
But you didn't do it, Luke.
Who knows that? Who'll believe it?
I believe it, Luke.
Me too.
You can't run out on a thing like this, Luke. It's just like saying you're guilty.
If I say, I won't have to say I'm guilty. There'll be others who'll say it, yell it, scream it. I got enemies around here.
We all have enemies, and we have friends.
It's a stacked deck, Hoppy. Me and Jane, we had a bad fight yesterday, right in front of a lot of people. The only chance I've got is to get out of here fast. I'm just waiting for Joey Edmonds to bring the boy.
Nettie, you don't mean you're going to take him with you?
I'm not leaving him here. not for people to tell him his daddy killed his mother.
Oh, Luke.
Luke, listen to me. You're a grown man. You can take care of yourself. You might last out on the plains in this weather, but a 6-year-old boy...
It's no use, Hoppy. I've made up my mind. I'm leaving here with Nettie tonight.
Get that door shut.
Give me time, Baloo. Give me time.
That sot makes a piano sound as though he played it with his feet.
What do you expect out here? Grand opera?
I told you before, Drag, don't ride me like that. Any news from the coroner's jury?
Still arguing.
You fools. She was murdered and he did it. When I get through with public opinion...
Public opinion won't do you much good if Granger ain't here to stand trial.
What do you mean?
Just talk to young Shafter. Seems to have it that Granger's taken his kid and skipping town.
Why didn't you tell me this before? Where is he?
Shafter's stable. Waiting there for Joy Edmonds to bring the kid to him.
Well, move. Take some of the boys. Get over there.
What do we do? Burn them down?
You leave him alone. I'm going to see that stiff-necked reformer go to trial. I'm going to see him convicted for his wife's murder, and I'm going to see him hang for it.
So? What do we do?
Leave him alone. You just get the kid. That'll keep Granger in town.
We return to Hopalong Cassidy and the Cold Country. In Shafter's livery stable, Hoppy and Myra McKenna are still talking to Luke Granger, urging him to give up the idea of leaving town.
Stay here, Luke. Let California and I get all your friends together. Stand trial and come out clean. That's the only way to do it.
He's so right, Luke. You have to think of Nettie as well as yourself.
Think. It's all I've done is think. You ought to know I don't want to run. Everything I've ever worked for is in this town. And the kid, how do you think I feel about yanking him away from everything he knows and cares for? I've been doing so much thinking, I'm just about loco.
But where would you go? What would you...
What was that?
Sounds like it comes from over.
Back up. Don't try anything, any of you. Get Max and Charlie in here.
Okay, Drake.
Sounds as though you brought along quite a crowd.
I don't need a crowd. Any sign of that kid out there?
No sign yet, Drake.
Kid, what's that about a kid?
Take it easy, Granger. We just want your boy, that's all.
Oh, no, you...
I told you to take it easy, Granger. Try anything else and I'll blast your other hand.
Luke, is it bad?
Nothing I can't handle.
Here, let me wrap it up with a scarf.
Who is this fellow, Luke?
Drag Morley. Works for Bart Ballou.
Drag Morley.
That's right. I'm known around here.
Oh, you're known far and wide. Rapid man with a pistol.
And if you're smart, you'll keep that in mind.
I think there's someone coming out, Drag. Might be the kid.
Good. Everything is working out just right.
You're too sure of yourself, Morley.
Yeah? How'd you make that out?
It's pretty dark in here. And even though you got the drop on us... You can't see everything.
Why, you...
His gun. You shot it right out of his hand, Hoppy.
Hold it, Morley. Go for that other pistol, and I'll put the next slug in your chest.
You scare me to death.
Just don't try anything. Was that the boy, Luke?
No, must have been someone passing by.
Who are you, anyway?
The name is Cassidy.
Hopalong Cassidy.
Cassidy, huh? That's a big name. Too bad we had a meeting here. But there'll be other days. What do you want from me now?
You can leave. Just make sure you stay away. And tell Baloo that from now on we'll be ready for any move he makes.
You don't think that's going to bother Baloo, do you? You'll hear from us again. Come on, Ed.
How's the hand, Luke?
Oh, I've had worse.
If you still feel you want to pull out, I'll go with you. You might need help with a boy. I imagine California will come, too.
You know I will.
Maybe I've changed my mind about leaving. Maybe I figure I ought to stay and make a fight of it.
Oh, Luke, I could cry. Gotta wipe my glasses. They're all fogged up again.
Could be a lot better for the boy, Luke.
All right. I'm staying. I'll go looking for Bat Kingman right now.
Bat Kingman?
Town Marshal. I'm giving myself up.
Well, Mr. Kingman?
Never thought I'd see the dad have to shut a cell door on Luke Granger. I'm glad he turned himself in. Makes it a lot easier for me. How about the boy?
I'll take care of Nettie. She'll never hear a breath of this if I can help it. Jane was my sister, but she never brought anything but trial and tribulation to Luke.
Tell me something, Marshal. Why should Bart Ballou hate Luke as much as he seems to? Ballou heads the gambling element here. Luke loved this town long before gold was ever found, and he wanted it kept clean. He's been the head of a reform movement we started recently.
Oh, that's it. I've been urging Luke to stay here and face it. Now I'm beginning to wonder what kind of trial he'll get.
I don't know, Cassidy. I don't know.
Where are you going, Hoppy?
To see Bart Ballou. Might be worthwhile having a talk with him. Hello, Ballou.
Well, it isn't Hopalong Cassidy. Dealer's choice here. Care to sit in?
Not this time. Just wanted a word with you.
Go ahead.
I happen to be a friend of Luke Granger.
Yeah, from what I hear, he's going to need all the friends he can find.
I'm interested in seeing he gets a fair trial.
Aren't we all? Oh, I pass, gentlemen.
I am interested enough to make it rather personal.
Yeah? Why tell me all this?
I ran into a pal of yours a while ago. Drag Morley.
Oh, yeah. Shot a pistol out of his hand, didn't you? In the dark.
I might have been lucky.
Then why not congratulate yourself and fade out of the picture?
Meaning,
You can't always depend on darkness when you run up against Drag Morley.
That's probably sound advice.
Sure you won't draw cards?
Oh, I'm kind of tired. I think I'll just hit for the hotel and turn in.
Well, you're in luck. Storm's just about over.
See you later, Ballou.
It's a rough town, Cassidy. Take care of yourself.
Pretty cold out here. Waiting.
Let's go get some rest.
Gonna be a long hike back to the hotel through the snow.
Ballou was right, though. He said the storm was over.
Yeah? What else did he have to say?
Told me to take care of myself.
Well, now, weren't that nice of him.
There's something funny.
About what?
That saloon.
Yeah?
Doesn't seem to be doing much business tonight.
There ain't nothing funny about that. Not with this kind of weather.
The weather was a lot worse last night, and the place was rocking.
Yeah, I guess that's right, but... Yeah, there's a couple of lanterns bobbing up and down by the feed store, and three or four more moving around near the hotel.
Lanterns? Oh, now I see them. And there's another bunch coming in from the other end of town.
Well, the more light, the better. Might stop there.
California.
Hey, get down. What do you think you're doing?
That saloon. No wonder it didn't have many customers.
Huh?
Look, more lanterns.
Sure, but what?
It's a mob gathering. Come on, we got a fight on our hands to save Luke Granger from being lynched.
Now returning to Hopalong Cassidy and his story, The Cold Country. The sight of a lynch mob gathering on the streets of Lode Hill has sent Hoppy and California speeding to the jail, where Luke Granger awaits his trial as the killer of his wife.
I wasn't going to let you in at first, Cassidy. Then I recognized your voice. You must know about that mob, then.
Yes, I've known about it for the last hour. But all I can do is wait for him to get here. This is the time when being a peace officer grays a man's hair.
I don't envy you, Marshal. What about deputies?
I got two of them here. The other one has a broken leg.
Here they come.
How's Luke taking it?
Oh, he's worried about his boy more than anything else.
I think he's innocent, Marshal. We've got to save him.
Ever seen a lynch mob in action before, Cassidy?
A few times.
Were they stopped?
Sometimes.
Well, I've never seen one stop. This time, I got the job of trying.
They're going to start battering at that door in a minute.
That's right.
And by the time they break in here, there'll be no stopping them. Somebody's got to go out there and talk to them.
It won't work, Cassidy. By now, they're all out of their heads. It's a lust for killing.
They're not up to the door yet. Pull it open a little.
Wait a second. What for?
I'm going out there. Luke Granger deserves a hearing, and I'm going to see to it that he gets it.
No, Hoppy, no.
Man, you'd be committing suicide.
That's my problem. Come on, Marshal, open up.
Hey, now, wait a second.
Pulling a gun in the law. You gone crazy, Hoppy?
Luke's going to get his chance. Take his keys, California. Open the door. Hold it, Marshal. Now the bars.
But Cassidy...
Save it for later, Marshal. Get the door shut.
Cassidy. Yeah. What's the matter, Cassidy? Get cold feet in there?
I'll bet Granger's feet are colder.
What do you want to do, Cassidy? Make a speech?
You seem to be doing all right, Morley.
Morley always did have a gift of gab.
All right, Cassidy. What do you want?
I've been thinking that you men aren't here for any barn dance. Not with Morley doing the calling.
We're here to hang Luke Granger for the murder of his wife.
That's right. That's what we're here for.
And if any of his friends object, we'll string them up, too.
So you're the voice of the people, are you, Morley?
Never mind that. Just get out of the way.
What's your stake in this, Morley? And don't say justice from one of Bart Ballou's men. That'll just draw laughs.
He's got you there, Morley.
You talk big, Cassidy, with a gun in your hand.
Thanks for reminding me of that, Morley. I'll put it away.
I'm warning you, Cassidy. Get out of the picture before it's too late.
You men, you're not all Ballou's hired hands, are you? He doesn't control that much of this town, does he? Ballou would like to see Luke Granger out of the way, and you all know why. That's why Morley's here running the show. Is there one man here who actually saw Luke Granger shoot his wife?
Cassidy, I'm giving you 10 seconds. 10 seconds to ease out of here. You stick around till then, and I'm throwing down on you.
How about it, men? You'd hate to hang Granger and then find out later he was innocent, wouldn't you? Think you'd ever be able to get a good night's sleep? Think you'd ever be able to face his little boy? How about it?
Hey, maybe this fellow's right.
Maybe we ain't giving enough thought to this thing.
That's all for you, Cassidy. I'm shutting your mouth as of now.
I wish you wouldn't try, Morley.
This is where your string runs.
Ballou, somebody go tell Ballou.
He's down. The fella beat him to the throne.
Sorry, Morley. This time it was your string.
He's dead. Morley's dead.
Yes, men, and don't you think that's enough killing? Let's wait this thing out. Let's give Luke Granger a fair trial.
Well, Cassidy, you did it. I wouldn't have thought it possible.
The mob's all broken up, Hoppy. Most of them gone home. Looks like Luke's gonna be safe.
For a while, anyway, unless Ballou starts something new.
I don't think Ballou will try anything else. He'd have a hard time arousing another crowd.
Just the same, if we're going to do any lasting good for Luke, we'd better be finding out something about his wife's death. Where was she found, Marshal?
Right outside their home.
Know who found her?
I did.
You did? I'm afraid I don't know you, or do I?
Oh, this is Joey Edmonds, Cassidy, one of Luke Granger's best friends.
Glad to make friends with you, Cassidy.
Thanks, and I'm glad to meet you. Luke's wife was shot, wasn't she?
That's right.
Anyone find the bullet?
Don't believe anyone thought to look.
I guess that's the way of it.
Mind if I take a look, Marshal? You could make it legal by deputizing me.
You practically deputized yourself, didn't you, Hoppy? All you need to make it complete is the badge.
Talk about being cold. Say, how long are we going to stay here, Hoppy? All night?
Move that lantern over this way a little.
Must be 2 o'clock in the morning, and here we are out in the snow looking for spent bullets.
Just one bullet, California. A little more with a lantern.
I ain't never been so cold in all my life. And you and your hands and knees in the snow, Hoppy. You're going to catch your death.
A little more.
I got it up against the porch right now.
Look. Stuck in the post.
Huh? That is a bullet.
It certainly is. Let me get it with this knife.
There. Well, I'll be darned. But now you've got it, what are you going to do with it?
Take another look at it.
Huh? It's a .38.
Right. Now, how many fellas you know carry .38s?
Not very many. Maybe 2 or 3.
Which should narrow down our problem some. Come on, California. Let's head for the hotel and some sleep.
Hey,
Morning, Miss McKenna.
Morning, Mr. Cassidy. Nice having all the snow shoveled off the walks, isn't it?
Yes. Here, let me help you with a few of those bundles.
Thank you. Just a few things from the store. Wait, you don't have to take all of them.
I kind of wanted to talk to you about Luke and some of Luke's friends.
Well, you just come on inside. Here we are. You can set that bag of feed right here on the porch if you will. I'll take it around back later.
I'll carry it around for you right now.
I'll sure be obliged. I'll go on through the house.
I'll see you later then. Miss McKenna.
I'm all right.
You sure? What happened?
He stepped out of the parlor right after I closed the door, shooting the place to pieces.
Who? Where?
He's gone now. He went through that window at the end of the hall. Luke. It was Luke.
Yeah, there's the empty cell. Some of that mob must have worked on the window bars last evening while we were busy out front. Luke just kept quiet about it, then pushed his way out during the night.
It just doesn't make sense. Why would he have given himself up in the first place?
Don't look to me for the answer.
Poor Luke must have gone plumb loco.
You'd be the same way, Joey Edmonds, if you'd been through what he has. He must have come to the house because he wanted little Nettie. When he couldn't find him, I can't blame him, that's all.
Where was the boy?
I was out to the store. I'd left him with Sarah Claiborne up the hill.
Looks like Joey's right. Luke's gone loco.
We got him cornered, Bart. Luke Granger.
Where?
Loft over at Benair's Forge. He's going to make a fight of it. He's crazy mad. Says we'll never take him alive.
Times like these, I'd rather be punching cows again.
Marshal, do me a favor.
Huh?
Hold off on Luke for a while.
You mean talk to him? Think that'll do any good?
Don't talk to him. Just don't do anything. Just a hunch, but I've got something I'd like to work on. It'll only take a little while, and it might save Luke Granger's life.
Think you're doing?
Well, I guess I've been doing a little breaking and entering, Miss McKenna. Had no idea you were at home.
No. You thought I was with everyone else, didn't you? You thought... that gun!
Just found it in your dresser here. A .38 with three bullets fired. And it was a .38 that killed your sister. You were too sure of yourself, Miss McKenna. You shouldn't have kept it around.
You're insane. Why would I want to kill my sister?
Partly because you hated her. But mostly because you wanted to get control of young Nettie. With Luke out of the way, that would have meant controlling the mine and the money.
Drop that gun, Cassidy.
So you're in on it too, Marshal. Makes quite a picture. Goad Luke into breaking jail, make people think he's gone loco, then shoot him down like a mad dog.
Don't move. This is a .45 I've got on you, not a .38.
Which means I'll have to use Miss McKenna as a shield. Can't shoot now, can you, Marshal?
No, but I can beat the life out of you.
I'm loose now, back. Kill him.
He grabbed my gun. Get the .38.
Sorry, Marshal. I just can't.
Wait. Oh.
That's all, Miss McKenna.
Let go of me.
Sorry, the Marshal's all through, and so are you. How do you feel, Luke?
Not good. It's going to take me a long time before I feel good again.
Maybe you ought to bring young Ned in and ride to Santa Fe with California and me. Might help you forget.
I thought I had friends in this town. Thought I had friends.
You do have friends, Luke. Plenty of them. It was just that a few bad ones were after you and moving too fast for other people to keep up with them.
Yeah, maybe you're right, Hoppy. You always good taught me into seeing things your way. But it's a darn good thing you came here to pay me a visit. A darn good thing.
By the way, Hoppy, how'd you ever get around to figuring that woman was behind all this? I know there was that bullet, but that wouldn't point to no female.
I figured it was Miss McKenna because she tried to get away with a lie.
Lie?
Yeah. When she tried to make out that Luke had gone berserk, she said she saw him climbing out the window of her house. She claimed she closed the front door, and then he stepped into the hall, shooting up the place.
Don't see how that makes her out a liar. You weren't in the house, was you?
I didn't have to be in the house. She just couldn't have recognized Luke under those conditions, that's all.
Can't prove it by me.
She couldn't have seen him because she wears spectacles. She'd been outdoors where it was cold, and she stepped into a warm house. From the second she closed that door, she couldn't have recognized an elephant in that hall. And those specs of hers were still fogged up as she stood there telling me about it.
Thus, Hoppy and California bring us to the end of another exciting adventure. Hoppy next spins a yarn about some very mysterious shootings at the Double D Ranch. A tool shed which sets itself on fire, and a Chinese cook by the name of Chung who helps to solve two murders when... Well, but that's the surprising ending of Hopalong Cassidy's next story, which is called The Buckshot Badman. Be sure to be with us, won't you?
Hopalong Cassidy, on Tuned to Yesterday, on broadcast from February 28, 1950. And that does it for this hour of Westerns on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark LeVillier. Thanks for tuning in.